Today on Gardening in a Minute, cut flower care. Fresh flowers are a popular Valentine's Day gift, and you can increase the lifespan of your cut flowers by caring for them properly. Before placing your flowers in a filled, clean vase, remove the bottommost leaves so they won't be submerged. Cut about an inch off the stems with a sharp, clean knife or clippers to allow water to enter more easily. Use a commercial flower food to make your flowers last and follow the instructions on the packet. If your vase solution becomes cloudy, recut the stems and place into a fresh mixture. Keep your flowers out of direct sunlight and in a cool place to help them retain moisture. Get the maximum life out of your cut flowers by giving them a little extra TLC. For more information on cut flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, choosing a sprayer. Sprayers are used to apply pesticides. There are three kinds of equipment: hand sprayers, hose end sprayers, and wipe-on applicators. All are affordable and easy to use, clean, and store, and sizes can vary greatly. Hand sprayers and hose end sprayers can be used for small to moderate-sized jobs around the garden, while wipe-on applicators are designed to place herbicides around desired plants. Gardeners should have at least two sprayers, one for herbicide and another for other pesticides, because it can be hard to ensure all chemical residues have been removed from a tank. And remember, always read and follow pesticide labels. When shopping for a sprayer, smaller is probably better. Spot treating the infested plants or areas will use less pesticide, saving you money and helping protect the environment. For more about sprayers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Chickasaw Plum. The Chickasaw Plum is an attractive tree that provides both wildlife and people with a delicious fruit. Growing up to 25 feet tall, the Chickasaw Plum forms a rounded mass of slender, thorny branches around a short trunk. In spring, before the leaves appear, the tree is covered with clusters of tiny, fragrant white flowers. Then the small fruits appear, turning from red to yellow as they ripen. The plums can be eaten fresh or turned into tasty jelly. Plant your Chickasaw Plum in part or full sun. It tolerates a wide range of soil types, but prefers an acid pH. The Chickasaw Plum grows quickly and can be used in the landscape as a small specimen tree. Prune root sprouts to maintain its best form. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the loquat. The loquat has been cultivated for over 1,000 years in its native China and elsewhere in Asia. It was introduced to Florida by the end of the 19th century and has thrived here ever since. Loquat trees are evergreen and may reach 35 feet in height. The fruit are oval or pear-shaped and small, with smooth or slightly fuzzy yellow or orange peels. Loquats are sweet and juicy, and there are numerous varieties with a range of flavors. The tree blooms in the late fall and early winter, and fruit are harvested in the spring. The loquat is fairly cold-tolerant, but in North Florida, the flowers and fruit can be damaged by freezing temperatures. Plant your loquat in a sunny, well-drained spot, making sure to give it adequate space. For more about loquat and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lobate lax scale. The lobate lax scale is a very damaging landscape pest in southern Florida. This reddish-brown X-shaped insect feeds on branches and blends in well with bark. Lobate lax scale is most often found on woody plants. The presence of sooty mold could indicate their activity, and in severe infestations, branches could die back or the entire plant may die. Wax myrtle is especially susceptible to lobate lax scale, and the numerous other plants affected include trees such as southern red cedar, mango, live oak, and many shrubs including gardenia and yaupon holly. The scale is spread by wind, animals, and the movement of infested plant material. Researchers are still investigating the best methods for management of this new pest. For more information on lobate lax scale and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.